afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Tennessee jails could soon be required to hold people without legal status for 48 hours if they've been issued a detainer from immigration officials. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports.
Technically, if federal immigration agents have issued a detainer, sheriff's departments are already required to hold that person for 48 hours. But Republican Senator Brent Taylor of Memphis says some jails aren't complying.
Currently, what's happening is they'll notify ICE and they'll release them within a couple of hours. And this is just saying, let's honor the detainer that is requested for the full 48 hours or until such time that ICE comes and actually picks up the defendant.
Amanda Hernandez of Rutherford County opposed the measure in committee, arguing that the training requirements included in the bill would overburden officers who are already understaffed.
So, overworked officers are being sent out into the field with a deadly weapon in their hand. Now you also want them trained to assist ICE in enforcement as well. That sounds like a recipe for having another Alex Pretty or Renee Good here in the state of Tennessee. While the financial cost is great, so is the human one.
The bill now heads to a full floor vote in the Senate. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
Tennessee is one step closer to allowing private religious colleges to run public charter schools with secular curriculum. The bill advanced the House Education Committee yesterday. The Nashville Banner reports it could prompt a legal challenge over whether charter schools are public or private. Charters are considered public schools by state law and are funded with public dollars, but the schools are run by private nonprofits. Historically, they've been subject to the same limits as public schools when it comes to religious affiliation. State law currently prohibits religious organizations from sponsoring charters in Tennessee. But the bill's Republican sponsor, Scott Sapicki, says the state already funds private religious schools through the state's voucher program, and that religious colleges and universities should have the same opportunity. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.